Can a country at war prove it has the economic stability to join the European Union? Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. Senior EU officials are expected to give their recommendation today about whether to grant Ukraine candidate status for membership. The leaders of France, Germany, and Italy all backed the application yesterday after their visit to the country and discussions with President Vladimir Zelensky, who said his country is ready to do whatever it takes to be successful in its bid. But the road to membership could still take years, and there are a number of requirements Ukraine must still meet, especially on the economic side, as the BBC's Jessica Parker told me from Brussels.
A functioning market economy, the ability to kind of cope with the competitive pressure that comes with being within the single market, the ability eventually to use the euro. As we've seen in the past, it's taken many years for some countries to be able to join. So for Ukraine, it is a long road ahead.
Especially considering that it's in the midst of quite literally a war with Russia, even proving some of those most basic requirements, like a proper functioning labor market or, you know, sufficient human capital, research, education, all those things becomes even more difficult, doesn't it?
Yeah. And look, I think we've actually heard leaders in the past be fairly explicit about the fact that a country at war following Russia's invasion, it is going to be very difficult. Emmanuel Macron, the French president, at one point said he thought it would take decades for Ukraine to join. So this is a bit of a kind of long-term gesture. It's seen as a politically symbolic moment, but those economic challenges would have to be addressed. And of course, nobody knows how long this war is going to last. But I think EU leaders have decided, after some debate, that they want to send a positive signal to Ukraine.
The BBC's Jessica Parker for us. Thanks for breaking this down.
Pleasure.
Checking the numbers now. After another bruising session on Wall Street yesterday, European stocks are on the rise today. Benchmarks here in London and across Paris, Frankfurt, and Madrid are up in the 0.8% to 1% range, though they are still set for sharp weekly declines after a week of rate rises from global central banks fueled growing concerns about red-hot inflation globally. The Bank of Japan, though, is bucking the global trend. It held its benchmark rate at negative 0.1% today and vowed to continue its massive stimulus program to support the ongoing economic recovery there. The World Trade Organization this week held its first ministers' conference in 5 years, and after marathon talks in Geneva, new agreements have been reached on fishing subsidies and patent waivers for COVID vaccines, as the BBC's Darshini David reports.
Reaching agreements that could reduce overfishing and safeguard food supplies for the poorest is a victory for the World Trade Organization. But the price has been significant compromise. The deal for waiving intellectual property rights only covers vaccines for 5 years and excludes disease treatments and tests. The agreements on fishing subsidies required substantial exemptions for developing countries, while the lifting of restrictions on food exports is limited. While many tricky issues, such as wider agricultural subsidies, are being left to the next conference in 2023.
That's Darshini David reporting there. Voters in France returned to the polls this weekend in what's become a tense round of parliamentary elections there. Despite Emmanuel Macron's re-election as president back in April, the far left and hard right did very well in rural regions where voters say they feel ignored. It's especially the case in economically stretched farming communities. But as the BBC's Chris Bachman reports, one farmer in southwest France who has been facing bankruptcy struck gold with a novel idea.
Three young women in very revealing outfits and feathers strapped to their backs have just taken to the stage for the start of a nearly two-hour-long cabaret act. But we're not in the heart of the entertainment district in, say, Paris. Welcome to France's first cabaret farm. Aurélie Brun, one of the dancers, appeared as a sexy cowgirl on stage, a long way from her opera roots.
It's very surprised to do this on the farm. It's the first time for me.
Food's a huge part of the cabaret theme in France. And right now, the 100 or so diners are tucking into a mainly meat menu. Foie gras, duck pate, and a lot of charcuterie. And needless to say, they're drinking a lot of rosé and white wine as well. Despite the festive atmosphere, the cabaret was born out of desperation. A fourth-generation farmer, David and his wife Leticia, looked set to lose their farm because they were being squeezed by middlemen and big food distributors.
Donc en fait, on est la seule profession.
Ours is the only profession where we have no say on the price of what we produce.
This is the sound of organic beef cooking. David and 40 local farmers got together to sell their produce directly from a co-op in front of the cabaret hall. Their success has even been turned into a film, currently playing in cinemas across France. David's wife Leticia runs the store.
We are now masters of our destiny. We avoid supermarkets now. Our goal in the film was to send a message that you can pull through in this business as long as you diversify.
It's a rare voice of optimism. According to government statistics, the number of farms has shrunk by more than 20% in the past decade.
That's the BBC's Chris Buckman reporting there. Finally, I got a bone to pick with some of my hometown Twitter followers. Not a single one of you pointed out that Kansas City, Missouri won its bid this week alongside 11 other U.S. cities to host matches for the 2026 Soccer World Cup. The economic benefit to host cities is nothing to sneeze at. A University of Tennessee study projected Nashville, which is a similar size to KC, could see a $700 million boost if it hosted World Cup matches. A good reason then to book a flight home, I say. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.